We've got the four horsemen of bad behaviors that can predict whether your relationship is going to end in a breakup. And when we say the four horsemen, basically it means like when you see a horseman, it's like a warning sign,
yeah.
You know, you should watch out. So we've got four horsemen.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse, for example.
There you go.
Is one of them dating me?
It was. How did you know? Number one.
So there's three left.
God, you ruined it.
Sorry. Very specific.
I don't like to be a thunder sealer.
Well, there goes that.
Well, I guess we got three left.
Okay, fine. We'll just start with eye rolling.
You are the fourth horseman.
You are. If you are an eye roller, it can be seen as contempt in the relationship. There's sarcasm, mocking, you're talking down to a person, you're rolling your eyes every time. It is considered the most dangerous of the four horsemen.
Really?
Contempt in a relationship, yes.
Oh, contempt, yes.
Contempt.
Mm-hmm. And one sign of contempt is the eye rolling.
Yes,
I got you.
Just one sign of it.
Oh, yeah, contempt.
Contempt.
When you're just like, everything they do is like, ugh.
And you're talking down to them.
Yes.
You don't respect what they have to say. You don't think about any, you don't consider anything they have to say.
When I see people do that, not like once in a while, but consistently in public, like they in front of everybody, mm-hmm. I'm like, if they do that in front of people, behind closed doors, got to be bad.
Exactly. And there's a difference between.
Every once in a while, it's like, okay.
Or like
you know.
Ribbing your partner,
yeah,
like
sure.
In a fun, joking way, or like making fun of something that they do to your group of friends. Like that's a very different thing than constantly talking down to them as if they are not your equal or stupid or that nothing that they say is worth your time.
Mm-hmm.
So contempt is the most serious. That means like your relationship could end in a breakup.
What and about, also, if you, oh, sorry, Jason. If you eye roll, but you don't do it in front of the other person, you're in another room.
Or you whisper the B word when they walk away. Is that one? Where they can never hear it and they hear you like, yeah. No, I said you look great.
I mean, I think we've all done that.
Oh, yeah. That's just being human.
There are times in my life where I know for a fact Ben has flipped me off behind my back.
You can feel it.
I can feel it. Yeah. I'm not even going to turn and look because I don't want to see it.
Yeah. It's not just Ben.
That too. I know. And because I do it. I certainly do it. I'm like, to him, I don't do it all that often to him, mostly because I know that if, like, the very few times that we do argue, deep down inside, I'm like, he's probably right.
Yeah,
but I'll fight for it.
Okay.
But I do, you feel when
yes.
people.
Yes.
You feel it.
The contention.
Yeah.
Jason, can I point out something?
Sure.
It's actually a good thing. I think that's the biggest difference between you and Carol now. I think you both, which is very common for people that get separated or divorced, is no matter what the person does, it could have been things that you used to laugh at or you thought mm-hmm. were cute. And then no matter what they do, it's like, ugh. I think that's the biggest difference now. I felt like looking back, y'all might have had contempt for each other for a while. And now you guys are looking for the good. And it's noticeable.
Well, I think it's something.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah. It's some things in the past that would be more like, oh, my gosh, here we go again. What? And
yeah.
Now it's like, oh, my gosh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's been noticeable that I
Instead
think
of a
it's
smile on my face.
Things that used to like drive you both like insane. Not that you don't have moments like that.
Yeah.
It's more just like, all right, it's all right.
It's not that big of a deal.
We'll be all right.
Well, the thing is, when you first get in a relationship, a lot of things that the person you would say is, oh, that is it's so cute when she does that or whatnot. All of a sudden, it turns into not so cute anymore 10 years later.
Uh-huh.
I think the things that you always thought were like, oh, she does that. And all maybe some of the flaws you think, oh, that's funny. Then the flaws after a long period of time end up becoming aggravating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For both parties, yeah.
Yeah.
It does. And that can go for friendships, too.
Sure, yeah.
You know, because you just get to know somebody so well
mm-hmm.
that it's like predictable, but you did fall in love with them in the first place.
Yes.
So it's
a know. Choice. I think yeah. it's a mind shift, but it's very common that all people fall into mm-hmm. that sometimes where you feel contempt for friendships or partners.
Carol
like,
does a thing where she, for some reason, she claims it's allergies, but no matter what season, no matter what time, and a lot of her friends notice it too, goes,
I know people like that.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And that usually, if we're in church, she has to step out, get a cough drop. Because the whole time. And I read online that's one of the most annoying things that people can do. And I'm at the point now where it's all in her head. It's not allergies. It's just in her head to go.
It's a habit? I mean, just got into a habit of doing it?
I don't know.
I have some friends that do that. It drives her crazy.
Yeah, she says it's because of severe allergies and she was going to take those shots, but then she didn't follow through with it. So I'm not sure what it is.
You know people that like, clear their throat a lot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have never noticed that about Carol, and now I'm very scared I'm going to.
Yeah. Oh, you're
because then
once
you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Now, maybe you can't hear it at like a louder place like Tanger, mm-hmm. right? But if you're sitting there like during the whole movie, and then I rewind it, like, what did they say? So that particular thing I'm still annoyed by.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
Other than that, yeah.
You're working on all the rest, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, another...
It's clearing your throat, the second horseman.
The next horseman that could mean... That it's a warning sign that could mean that your relationship is going to end up in a breakup. Defensiveness.
Oh, yeah.
When a person is always making excuses or shifting the blame instead of hearing their partner's concern.
What's the... This is the thing I have the hardest part with.
Yeah.
What's the difference between trying to be understood as for... And then... But... Sometimes I feel like I want to be understood, like, well, I understand you're saying that, but, like, this is where I'm coming from. And they're like, oh, you're not taking responsibility. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to explain, like, I can see where why you feel that way, but this is why I do it. Or should I just not say anything?
Well, that's communication issues there, and that's probably has to do partly with it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe so.
I mean, I understand.
But I definitely have been defensive before.
Yeah.
And shift, well, you do that, too, that type of thing.
Yes, and that I think the throwing it back mm-hmm. to the other person is the defensiveness.
I got you.
I think explaining wanting to be understood is human nature.
Yeah.
But
I guess it depends how you do it.
Maybe also, like, constantly repeating it is like, you either heard me or you didn't.
Got you, yeah.
And so if you're constantly, like, repeating it, and not changing a behavior, maybe that's where
maybe so.
The line is. I don't
I
know.
I definitely have been defensive. I've definitely, there's one person particular that I dated. It could be anything mm-hmm. you brought up, and in even a nice way.
No, I don't.
Defensive
right?
and immediately shut down and doesn't want to talk. And you're like, then you feel like, then it just taught you, not don't bring up anything you don't like. Don't ever bring
well,
up anything
you don't
like.
Well, I think you can
well,
be
that's
defensive.
Not helpful. Yeah.
No, it's not healthy.
You can be defensive outside your relationship significantly. I'm trying to work on that, and I recently overcame one of them.
Did you?
Yeah, you said, you know what's annoying to me is when you're on the air and you all of a sudden have to prove me wrong with ChatGPT.
Oh, this is personal. All right.
Katie no. said to Jason, off the air. This is
okay,
off the air.
Off the air.
I said, okay, I understand. And deep down inside, I might have felt differently, but
yep.
I'm trying to accept it and I'm trying to understand your point of view. I also do that with Democrats.
You.
Now, don't get crazy. Don't be insane.
One step at a time, Jason.
Not also
don't
speaking.
Overwhelm yourself.
That's just an untruth. Because that is not true.
Data centers of the world to do that.
Send him your pee.
Jason, I knew in the moment when I said that to you off the air, I was taking a huge risk.
Oh, man. When Katie said it, my butthole tightened so much. I was waiting for Katie to be like, right, Jared? I'm like,
right, no, I didn't. I did not bring anybody else in.
But I did say, well, you know, and I gave it, because you asked for an example, and I mm-hmm. gave an example for Katie. I'm like, stop talking. Just let them do it.
Right.
Why am I engaging?
Yeah.
Do you think I took it reasonably?
Yes, I do. I do. Your body language told a different story.
Did you have both middle fingers up?
But yes, but your words, your verbals told me, like,
he's
okay.
like, oh, yeah, like, I mean, I see where you're coming from.
Middle
finger, middle finger, middle finger. Yeah.
Right.
This means nothing.
Yeah, I knew. Playing the banjo song. In that moment. I got it.
He's like, yeah, good idea.
But I took it.
Up your
grain of salt.
Yeah. You did? And I also, for a split moment, thought, oh, I don't have time for this.
I think it was a Friday. I'm like, Katie, no. Oh,
that was bad timing.
Like, why am I doing this?
She was doing that. She's running out the door.
By the way, get off ChatGPT.
But you did handle it verbally, you okay. very, very well. You
That's
did.
An improvement.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to do that with Carol. I don't know if she's doing it with me or not. But, you know, I do think
she is. And I don't see you guys interact all that much. But hearing her on the air more recently, I think, and just from stories that you tell, I do think you both, I agree with what Jared said.
Well, when she called in for the extravagant birthday party, that's mm-hmm. a continuous thing at my house. I listened to the audio again. She was like, shut up. Well, Jason always does that.
But in a playful way.
Yeah, it was playful.
It was more playful.
I was saying how I thought that the room was. I think before I would be like, it's not even worth it. I don't like blah, blah, blah. But I think deep down inside, I think, wow, this is amazing. But yeah, you know, we're trying to save some money. But I do think it's amazing.
But you've started putting the praise in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a difference. We've already covered two of the four horsemen of bad behaviors that predict whether you're going to break up or not. We've got the other two coming up next with Jared and Katie in the morning.